I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lately Radio Sports Page, we recap Simpson basketball's American Rivers Conference doubleheader at home against Luther on Saturday. The Storm women led by just one at the end of the first quarter and five at halftime, but then were outscored 16-8 in the third quarter. After a close final frame, four quarters was not enough to determine a winner. Simpson outscored the North 17-12 in the overtime period to secure the 88-83 win. It was a back-and-forth contest that included 21 different lead changes and no double-digit leads by any team, but the difference maker was Molly Luttner's 37-point offensive performance for the Storm. Simpson cashed in on successful outside shooting after just scoring 28 of their points in the paint. The Storm women improved to 12-10 overall and 8-5 in lead play. We caught up with Simpson women's assistant basketball coach Claire Urias.
Now joined by Simpson assistant women's coach Claire Urias. Thanks for coming up and joining us. You know, really good, exciting win for your team today in overtime. Kind of walk me through that game a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we got off to a little bit of a slow start. It was tied at halftime, tied after the first quarter, tied for the second quarter. Kind of let it slip away for a little bit in the third, but obviously we finished really strong.
You know, talk about the performance, that was had to do by Molly Luttner, just what she was able to do, scoring 37 points in that game.
Yeah. She'd been struggling a little bit offensively the last couple games. So we talked about it in practice. We talked about it outside of practice, too, what she needed to do to get going. And she obviously had a huge game for us today.
You know, these were two teams coming in that had identical conference records between Simpson and Luther. You know, what does it mean to you to be able to get the big win, big conference win, kind of down the stretch with not much left of the season?
Yeah, no, this is huge. They got us by one up at their place, so we knew this was a big one as we try to secure a home game the first round of the conference tournament. So, yeah, huge win, big win for us.
You know, you get into your bench a little bit, and you kind of had a lot of different players contributing both offensively and defensively. You know, how do you kind of you find that balance of your starters, but also being able to get them some quality minutes off your bench as well?
Yeah, that's a huge thing for us. We have some young players coming off the bench, which is great. They bring a lot of energy and gives our starters a chance to rest for a couple minutes before we get them back in there.
You know, this was a game, too, where there was 21 different lead changes, a lot of back and forth and a lot of, you know, kind of trading blows between the two teams. You know, you guys stayed engaged and you know, it went to overtime. You probably would have rather had it won in regulation. But, you know, how do you kind of adjust when things continuously change in the lead?
Yeah, I think it's all about just who's tougher. Obviously, they were out rebounding us a little bit on the offensive glass. So we made some adjustments there, went back to man after playing a couple possessions of zone and just doing that kind of stuff, making sure we're not staying the same and letting them get in a rhythm.
Yeah, you know, you're switching up from man to zone a little bit. When do you kind of have to make that decision and make those adjustments throughout the game? Or is it just kind of with the flow of with how things are going?
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of with the flow of the game, kind of just seeing how they're attacking our defense on offense. They had some girls that were good post players. We were having some trouble with them, so switched up, went to zone, and then just flipping it back and forth and trying to keep them on their toes.
You know, you guys shot really well from behind the three-point line today. You know, has that been something you guys have kind of leaned on offensively, getting those points from, especially with you having some girls that are really good at shooting it from three?
Yeah, that's definitely a big part of our offense. Whether it's good or bad some nights, definitely a big part of our offense to kind of spread people out, spread the floor. If we can hit those shots early, it opens up the lane for some more drives. So, yeah, if we can hit those shots right away, that's great.
Well, Coach, you know, just have a couple games left of the regular season, and then, you know, you go on from there. You know, what's kind of this point of the season like for you guys when you're in this kind of mid-ish February point where, you know, still engaged with the regular season, but knowing, you know, that the regular season just about winding down?
Yeah, it's definitely – this is the hardest time of basketball, I think. It's kind of a grind as you get into the – we've played 20 games up until now, so it's body's wearing down a little bit. It's supposed to be tough mentally.
The Simpson men struggled offensively in the contest going into halftime with just 27 points and trailed a majority of the contest. After outscoring the Norse by two in the second, it wasn't enough to mount a late comeback. The Storm men did see an impressive offensive performance from Levi Gerwell, who had 32 points. The Simpson men fall to 5-17 overall and 2-11 in conference play. The Simpson men and women's basketball team will both next compete on Wednesday at Nebraska Wesleyan. For today's Lately Radio Sports Page on KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.